Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition. You can take control and bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
By the way, SACL CAI is the major sponsor of Free Talk Live. We appreciate everything Jason and the crew over there do for Free Talk Live. They love freedom probably more than we do, and they do a great business at collections as well. So if you've got some accounts receivable issues that you need taken care of and you're tired of dealing it with yourself, or you know, the company that you've hired on is just sucking, give SACL a call. Bring them on board because they treat your customers with respect and get them to pay back their debts. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. They do some other stuff too, but you took my copy away, Mark, so I would.
It's all collections.
Yeah, collections related.
Early out billing, purchase charge.
There you go. That's the terminology. I didn't want to stab at it and not get the terms right. Anyway, charged off receivables. I've never had one to sell, so I don't really know what those are. But if you do, you probably need SACL. So SACL CAI. We continue with your calls about what you want. Let's talk to Arvin in California. Arvin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I want to talk about a Swedish activist network, libertarian activist network called Befriarna, which means the liberators. Hmm. And we've just started. You know, I called in yesterday on that guy who recently moved to California. So my role in this network is, well, kind of a web developer for some projects and such. And I just wanted to ask you about hints and tips for how we can, like, spread the libertarian message in Sweden.
What are they? Are they doing anything so far? Are they brand new?
Yeah, we have organized a demonstration against internet surveillance by the Swedish government. Actually, they passed a law in Sweden recently which said that the Swedish government were able to spy on all Swedes, collect data with their supercomputer, which is the fifth strongest computer in the world or something like that.
Wow.
So we had a protest or a demonstration or something like that in one town, and some members actually planted cannabis plants near town squares and such.
That's a good one, but it's unfortunately one that you really can't take credit for. But it is kind of fun to do that, planting cannabis out in front of the police department, things like that. But
yeah,
as far as reaching out to other people is concerned, I mean, I've got some limited experience at this. You want to go to where people are, and you want to go to where they are going to be for a little while. So you want to be somewhere wherein they're expecting to hang around and look at things like you. So, you know, I don't know if you guys have county fairs or whatever. Like, we have these.
Everybody's got fairs.
Yeah, they've
got
to be fairs there in Sweden, so that's always a good place to go if you can afford to do it. If you can't afford to get a table, you can always walk around and pass stuff out if you want to. Concerts, any place where people are at and are going to be hanging out, that's what you want to brainstorm, is what goes on in your area that you could attend and reach out to people at. Of course, doing protests and things like that are good to get some visibility, maybe drive some hits to your website or something like that. But standing on the side of the road holding signs, I don't think is as effective of an outreach tool as actually, you know, meeting people in person, shaking hands and introducing yourself and, you know, perhaps doing some sort of outreach device like the Advocates for Self-Government's World's Smallest Political Quiz, which I don't even like to use that anymore. But just come up with something to reach out to people with, you know, some sort of documentation that you can print out cheaply and hand to people. Most of it's going to go in the garbage can, but there's a chance that some people are going to be interested. And, of course, I highly recommend becoming the media, getting out there, publishing your own newspaper. I don't know if that's something that you can do in Sweden, but presumably you can. It's one of the somewhat more free countries, I guess. And so get your viewpoints out there into the public. Write letters to the editor of the local big newspaper. Start your own competing newspaper. Put up a pirate radio station, you know, or try to get a legitimate job at a local radio station. So various different ways to get your message out. Cable access is something we have here in the United States, where governments have put these little TV stations online and will let you go and put whatever you want on them. So as long as they're taking your tax money by force, you might as well use the tool that they've provided to break down their system. So check that out and consider that for an idea, and I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Do you have anything to add, Mark?
Those sound like ways to start.
Exactly.
Join the Free State Project.
Yeah, well, yeah, and we're still experimenting here. I mean, we don't know exactly what the best ways are. In fact, we're talking about going to a concert, one of these music fests where people are sort of milling about in the streets. It's not anything enclosed or anything like that. There are different stages, and people walk around from place to place. That's a great place to go. And
running a campaign can sometimes give you,
if you want to go into the political realm, they will pay attention.
A soapbox.
Right. Even if you're irrelevant, even if you're not planning on really campaigning, sometimes the newspaper will just ask you to fill out a form that asks a bunch of questions, and they'll publish your ideas in the paper. So a great opportunity to, again, plug a website or plug an idea or something like that. So use whatever opportunities you can, and again, brainstorm ideas where people are hanging out, where they're going to want to talk to you. So don't go somewhere where people are in a rush or walking by, because they're just not going to be interested in stopping. They've got somewhere to be. You want to be at the place where they want to be. 800-259-9231. Stephen in Colorado, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hey there. I talked to some Australians this last weekend, three ladies, and I don't know if you've ever talked to Australians about politics. I've talked to plenty of Australians, but never about politics before. They're practically marinated in the statist doctrine down there.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It just oozes off of them, and we started out actually talking about Vegemite because I'm one of those weird Americans who likes Vegemite. it's hard to get used to the first couple of times, but if you like really stout beer, you might actually like Vegemite.
Okay.
But anyway, excuse me, I was trying to eat dinner while I was on hold.
Oh, that's all right.
So we were talking about these ladies, and it was a rapid-fire conversation, so I'm going to try to hit the high points. Basically, I was trying to show them how there was an implied threat of violence with government programs. Specifically,
the gun in the room, as it's called.
Right, exactly. Specifically, we were talking about personal welfare. And she said, what about the poor? Don't you care about them? And I said, well, there's charity. And her argument against charity was this. And this was this conversation progressed for, an hour. And as it progressed, it turns out that the entirety of her argument against charity was this. Okay, charity is degrading. It's degrading to go to a church or a charitable organization to go get charity.
Wait a minute. So there's something wrong with being... Wait a minute. There's something wrong with being humble in her mind?
There's something wrong with being humble, but there's nothing wrong with going to the government for a handout.
Well, it should be degrading to take charity. It should be degrading to go to the government for a handout. The thing is it's not degrading. It's not degrading to go to the government for a handout.
That's right, Mark. That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
I do this for a living.
But then the other thing was that I was saying, you have to steal. I was trying to explain about it's theft. I said you have to steal from this class of people to give to that class of people. And I said, literally, kids are going without braces. Literally, some people can't take the vacation or donate as much money. These are Christian ladies. Mm-hmm. They can't donate as much money to the church that they wanted to. As they wanted to donate because of this. And they said, oh, ha, 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 you're being hyperbolic. And I said, no, of course I'm not. I said, this really, truly happens every single day.
Absolutely.
And I said, it impoverishes people. And I said, it'll take a middle-class people and it'll shove them down kind of to the lower end of middle class.
I mean, how could it not? You're taking thousands and thousands of dollars away from people each year.
How could it not? So when I finally convinced her of that, she said? She goes, oh, well, that's fine because there's welfare programs to help them, too. We have to take more money from the next class up to give to them. And I said, don't you see how your logic eats itself? Don't you see that? So at about that point, one of the girls just threw her arms up in the air and said, you can't talk to Americans about this stuff.
Well, the fact is, they would like to think that they represent Australia, but they don't. We have lots of Australian listeners and
amplifiers,
yeah. And there are people in Australia that love liberty, and God, I hope they can make it to the Free State Project.
I mean, it's got to be a toss-up as far as, are they that much more indoctrinated into the ways of statism than Americans are? I don't know, man. Americans are pretty far down the road to tyranny, too, and I thank you for the stories tonight. Interesting conversations you had. Always love hearing about conversations that people have with statists like that. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 15, 2008. Gold opened down this morning at $797.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $821.51, $404.90 for half ounce, and $202.45 for quarter ounce. That's $821.51, $404.90, and $202.45.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601, or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. There are over 375,000 posts and a couple thousand people interacting. you can go and see it for yourself and get interactive over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free like everything else on our website, bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org as we continue with your phone calls about what you want. And then if we get a chance, we'll give you an update from the UK about what they're planning on doing if you happen to have obese so-called children. Think about that. What would government do if you had obese children?
You're
and they
abusing
like
them.
That? Now, we'll give you the details here. But first, let's talk to Rich in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich.
Rich. Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, great. Yeah. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys are, first off, you guys are on KGOE in Humboldt County today.
We certainly are.
You're on once a week. Yeah, and I wish you could be on instead of Peter B. Collins.
Well, I know I've talked to Tom, the program director, and I guess Peter B. is, you know, he's local there to California, so I can understand why that they would take Peter B. over us. But if you haven't talked to Tom yet, just give him a call and tell him, the program director again. And this applies to everybody listening to the radio. If you're getting only the Saturday show or only a portion of the Saturday show, call him up and ask him for more Free Talk Live, because we are available six nights a week. So I know that KGOE could take our third hour. I don't think they're taking that right now on Saturdays. You could get at least a little bit more, so give him a call if you haven't yet.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing.
Very good, Rich.
I just wanted to say that basically government does two things. It steals and it kills. Like, that's all it does.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ours rarely kills, though. It doesn't show up in Iraq. It doesn't show up in everyone's face.
They're either writing a bill or they're carrying a gun.
That's true.
Or the other. That's all they're doing.
Yep.
So what I thought we should do, and I like to talk to everybody about this, you need to pass laws in your local community to make all the bureaucrats wear red coats. Because wouldn't it be so cool, like, hey, we don't serve red coats in here.
Yeah.
And if people could focus on it like a bull focuses on a matador cage.
I love the idea of ostracism.
Would they have to wear the red coat even in their off-duty hours?
I think that'd be fun.
You know, here's an idea.
If they take the money, they got to wear it.
Here's an idea that you could pull off in a relatively small area. And this one was run by us. We were at one of the move-ins for one of the movers here in New Hampshire. As you know, we're Free State Project members. There's these liberty activists that are moving to New Hampshire. And what happens is, when they move here, they can announce in advance when they're moving and to where they're moving. And actually, this guy has already moved in. He was just getting an extra truckload of stuff delivered. But anyway, when you arrive, you can literally have a dozen or more people show up at your front door ready to unload your truck for you. So that's what we did today, is we unloaded this truck. Of course, there's all kinds of liberty-oriented conversations swinging around. And there's this one place in New Hampshire called Grafton, which is, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, population not very many. And so there are a bunch of liberty people are moving to Grafton with the idea of sort of having a core group of liberty activists there. And one of the ideas is to actually buy up, this might be confidential. Shoot, I don't know if I can say much more, but there's a store that they want to buy, and that basically they would be able to stop the bureaucrats from being able to purchase things from them. So if you work for the county government or support the government, then you don't get to buy gasoline, and you don't get to buy ice or anything else from the convenience store. So if you could actually do that sort of level of ostracism with government people, I think it could be pretty powerful. Any other thoughts for us?
No, but people really need to think about that, making them wear red coats.
Thanks, Rich, for the call. We certainly appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Hello. Hey. I saw something today I wanted to talk about. Referred to slavery, and I was going to bring that up. But first I wanted to spank Mark for what he said yesterday.
Bend him over.
Okay, he said that he thinks that because everybody will behave a certain way, then that's normal, and that that evil is the opposite of normal. Or he said that it was, you're not being evil if you're normal.
Okay.
And I disagree with that strongly.
Make your point.
If everybody thought that it was normal to murder Mark, it still would be evil to murder Mark. I'm sorry. It doesn't. It's not a majority thing.
I agree, but they're not going to think
evil
that.
Acts are,
But you know, like, evil to some extent is defined by, you know, but the average person.
I don't agree with that. Evil's defined by doing harm. Evil's defined by victimizing and aggressing against someone.
Yeah, there's a point to be had there.
So, I mean, okay. Mark, you spent 9 years in prison on a murder charge, which you didn't do, but still spent 9 years in prison on it. And if all of a sudden the townsfolk got all in an uproar about the fact that there is a former murderer living amongst them and they decided to, you know, string you up from a tree, just because the majority would condone it doesn't mean that it's not evil.
Even if it was normal to string them up from a tree, if this was the kind of behavior that takes place commonly throughout the entire planet, it still would be evil.
All right, Gene, your next point, sir.
Okay, I went to a place called Walter's Place in Holly Springs, Mississippi. It's a beautiful antebellum home, and although I wasn't able to get inside the home, I did get a pamphlet on it, and I wanted to read something that's very interesting here in the pamphlet and the history of Walter Place in Holly Springs, Mississippi. It says, in 1862, when Holly Springs was captured by Union troops, General Ulysses S. Grant commandeered Walter Place to provide a residence for his wife and son and her slave.
And your point?
So here we got the wife of Ulysses S. Grant, Union general, taking over a home in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
So that his wife and his son and her slave can live there.
But I thought they were fighting against slavery.
Yeah, tell me that the Civil War was about slavery. Please, somebody correct me on this fact. Because I don't believe it. Not for a second, not for a minute. I think anybody who studies history ought to be able to see that it had nothing to do with slavery, and that was simply an excuse and what was written after the fact in order to brainwash the people into thinking that that Civil War was somehow a good thing.
Well, it may have been one of the motivating issues behind the Southern state people pushing for secession. It may have been one of the motivating issues, but it certainly wasn't the main one or the only one.
I have no doubt that it was one of the motivating issues as far as the South wanting to secede from
right.
the Union.
But to suggest that the Union was all innocent in its position.
Right, but... you know, why does the Union general need a slave for his wife while he's fighting slavery?
Great point, Gene, and I thank you for the call as always. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, you know, it's a murky issue as far as when you're talking about the war between the states or the war of Southern secession or whatever you wish to call it. You know, was the Civil War about slavery? To some extent, but it certainly wasn't the whole thing, and there was a lot of bad things that the North did in the case of conscripting soldiers, printing fiat currency during it, Lincoln killing more Americans than, anybody ever has.
Bad man, one of the worst presidents of all time. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at PNCDistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, Distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the live Saturday edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. And those features include the updates. You get signed up, we'll let you know when there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Dex C20 is a natural appetite suppressant, enabling people to eat less and still feel full. Users report they eat the same foods, but they just eat less of them without feeling hungry. And this is exactly what's happening to me. I've been taking Dex C20 for about 2 weeks now, lost 4 pounds. And the fact is, the normal portions that I would eat, I'm just not eating as much. I leave stuff on my plate and, you know, I save it for later. And I don't feel like I'm missing anything. It's Dex C20. You can find out more at diet.freetalklive.com. It's also available in a gold box at most major drugstores. Dex C20.
Since you mentioned weight, it's a perfect segue here into the story from The Sun over in Great Britain, where if you've been paying attention, if you've been listening to this show for the last few years, you know that we've been paying attention very closely, or at least as closely as we can, to what's going on with the rise of tyranny in Great Britain, because they don't have the same sort of constitutional situation that the government in America does, so they're able to get away with more tyranny faster. Here in America, they kind of have to dance around the whole Constitution, Bill of Rights thing a little bit, so the wheels of tyranny do grind a little bit slower.
It's like
here.
A Mexican hat dance, though, where they actually they stomp all over the Constitution.
Right. But it's slower, right? So
nothing against Mexicans and their hats.
No, certainly not. Very beautiful. But anyway, in Great Britain, they can move towards the police state a little faster. They can introduce new tyrannical programs easier than they can here in the States. So that's why it's instructive to watch what's going on there, to see what's going to be happening soon here in America. And just wait, because this isn't that far off in America. Right now, a government association representing more than 400 councils in England and Wales said parents of dangerously obese children are at risk of losing them. The local government association warned that the worst cases of obesity will be increasingly seen as evidence of parental neglect, and that social workers will have to step in to offer advice to protect the child's welfare. Huh. Well, what kind of advice do you think that... Oh, next sentence. In the most extreme cases, they say, children could be taken away from their parents.
Well, that's the only thing the government can do. When they step in and give advice, and then somebody, for whatever reason, decides that, you know, fails to follow their advice in whatever manner that they feel they should, that's the only thing the government can do. They can only be force.
Right. Their advice would basically be something like this. Mark, you've got your son Jack. He's only 4 months, so he hasn't gotten really the opportunity to be obese. But let's say he was 4 years old and was kind of chunking out. You'd been taking him to McDonald's too many times. And
he's never going to go to McDonald's.
Oh, really? Okay, because you love McDonald's.
One of the rules. I do love McDonald's, and the thing is, I'm a slave to the Big Mac, I'm afraid, and I don't want Jack to have to grow up that way.
Anyway, McDonald's aside, let's say Jack's gotten a little chubby for whatever reason. Maybe it's genetic. Who knows? Anyway, he's gotten chubby, and they find out somehow. Of course, you're not going to put your son in government schools, so let's just presume somehow some busybody neighbor snitches you out to the Department of Children and Families. And
sure, whatever.
You know, they come pay you a visit. Now, you know better than to answer the door for Department of Children and Families and other bureaucrats, because talking to these people just gives them...
What's the benefit?
Yeah, there's no reason. Here's a tip. If the police come to your door and they're not trying to help you find your missing child or something like that, don't talk to them. There's no reason to talk to these people. And if DCF comes to your door, they're not there to help you with your kids. But anyway, let's just say you don't know all of these things, Mark, and that you unwittingly answer the door for the nice people standing out there saying they're from the government and they're here to help you. And then they tell you, Mr. Edgington, we have come under advisement that your son Jack is too large according to our standards. He is too fat according to our government fat numbering system, the BMI percentage or whatever it is. You know, they've got some arbitrary number that decides based on your height and your... age and all of that, how fat you're supposed to be.
Right, and well, by the way, I used to be a bodybuilder, at least was trying to, and I would have been considered fat even though my body fat percentage was less than 15%, just because I had, you know, a lot of muscle mass.
My advisor and researcher, Johnson, is telling me this is only for super obese kids, not chubby kids, but let me point something out. Whenever government starts something, it always expands. So yes, they're going to say in the beginning that, oh, don't worry, parents, if your son's, you know, a little chubby, that's all right. But if he's obese, then we're going to have to step in. But 5 years down the line, then that range is going to get smaller. They're going to shrink that, and they're going to say, well, now we're going to, you know, we found that the kids that are somewhat fat and, you know, between chubby and fat are now qualified for government intervention. So it's inevitable the government will expand its purview here. But they'll come to you and they'll say, we've heard Jack's a little bit too big. We're going to need to take a look at him. Yeah, certainly. He's too big. Look, here's our advice to you, Mark. We advise that you get this boy's weight down within the next 90 days, or we're going to come back and then we'll see what else we're going to do. Of course, you've heard stories by that time. You know that these government bureaucrats are going to steal your child from you if you don't show progress in the direction of actually having him lose weight. That's that's going to be their advice for you. Is we're advising you that we're going to steal your child if you don't obey.
What else could they advise you of?
So here's a little more from the story from the Sun. Again, they could be stealing people's children from them because they're allegedly too fat. The stark message came as town hall bosses revealed the impact of Fat Britain. Councils are fitting supersized cremation furnaces to cope with fat corpses. Ambulances have fitted extra-wide stretchers and winches for obese patients. Schools are buying bigger seats for classrooms. About 1 in 4 people in England is obese and considered so overweight that it threatens the person's health. LGA Public Health spokes bureaucrat David Rogers said some councils are already taking actions where parents are putting children's health in real danger. councils would step in to deal with an undernourished and neglected child, so should a case with a morbidly obese child, should that be any different, he continued. There needs to be a national debate about the extent to which it's acceptable for local authorities to take action in cases where the welfare of children is in real jeopardy. So they're using their existing power. This is typical with governments, where government has already infringed upon people's freedom to the point where they're saying, well, we are already taking kids for being too skinny, so we should go ahead and take them for being too fat, too, while we're at it.
Well, and
how about parents that smoke? Maybe we should take their kids,
and this
too.
Is the classic case of the frog, how to boil a frog. You leave the frog in a pot, you turn up the temperature 1 degree at a time, he'll never jump out because, well, that's he's just being cooked 1 degree at a time. And that's how your freedoms are taken away, people. The government can only grow. So it just turns up its tyranny 1 degree at a time.
16% of American children are overweight or obese, according to the Centers for Disease Control, and efforts have been made in the U.S. to reduce children's access to fast food, sodas, snacks, especially in public schools. Fitness guru Richard Simmons recently called on Congress to expand gym class offerings in schools, and the city of L.A. last month put a moratorium on new fast food restaurants in South Los Angeles, where childhood obesity has reached epidemic proportions. So, as I say, this kind of a program in America, stealing people's children because they're too fat, isn't too far off. Now, I don't want to make it seem like I support abuse. I mean, if a parent is starving their children or hurting their kids in some way, you know, I think that it's justified for someone to find out if that kid wants to leave that household. And if that young person does want to leave, then they should be able to leave. But some people might be happy eating a lot, and they might want to live that lifestyle.
It's their life.
Yeah, it's their choice.
You know, if they're sitting next to you on an airplane or something like that, if they take up two seats, they should have to pay for two seats.
And they do on many, many airlines. So this is pretty disturbing, though, because it is, again, continuing the trend that government essentially says, we own you, that we own your body. And if you do something that we object to with your body, we will take your children from you, or we will take your freedom from you. Or we will punish you, or we will lock you up. And you know what gives them the real excuse to do this, Mark? And one of the reasons why it might take a little while longer to happen here? Socialized medicine. Something they have over in Great Britain, and something that many people in America are calling for. They're saying they want the government to take care of their health care. But when you do that, there are consequences to be paid, not just the taxes. I mean, the taxes are bad enough. But we'll talk a little bit more about that here in a moment to take your calls as well at 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, the live Saturday edition. It's Free Talk Live.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining, but just enough time if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Just enough time to take your call. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that SACL CAI toll-free line is 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, you can learn how by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There are a whole bunch of different simple, easy-to-do ways, many of them totally free or very low-cost ways, to get the ideas of Free Talk Live and this show into the ears of people around the country and around the world. You can help us out, learn how, and pick the ones that work best for you at promote.freetalklive.com. Again, promote.freetalklive.com. So, again, Great Britain, parts of England and Wales are considering at this point, and it seems like it's just a matter of time before it goes through, they're considering if you have obese children, taking them from you. If you don't get them in line and whip them into shape and show progress that they're actually losing weight, the government will come in and steal your children from you. Now, one of the things that makes this possible over there is the excuse that, well, government's paying for their health care, so we have an interest in this. Because they have socialist medicine there. They have what they call universal health care or single-payer health care. You'll hear those buzzwords being bandied about here in America by people that want to push this same one-size-fits-all government-mandated health care, so-called system, on us. And so these government people own the health care industry lock, stock, and barrel. And so as a result of that, anything that you do that could put your health, or in this case your kids' health, in some sort of jeopardy at some sort of extra risk that is, you know, supposedly not necessary for optimal health, they use that as an excuse to come in and control your lifestyle. They can do it for fat. They can do it for smoking. They can do it for behavior. If you're not exercising enough, they can do it for whatever excuse they want to. Fast food, anything they want to. They can say, well, this is a factor that's contributing to drinking. You know, this is contributing to people being unhealthy, and people being unhealthy costs the government system more, and we want to be fair to our neighbors, so you're going to have to stop smoking or drinking or eating fat, or you're going to have to start running or whatever it is.
It's the inevitable end to socialized medicine. If we all have to pay for what it is that you do, whether it's eating red meat, eating candy bars, smoking cigarettes, skydiving, scuba diving, whatever it is that you do that deviates from the norm as far as injuries or disease, you're going to have to stop because you're costing us money with this thing you like to do.
Yep, so not only will they use that to control your behavior, but they'll also eventually use it to shut down businesses that are serving food that is unhealthy.
Right, the businesses that serve the candy bars, the businesses that do the scuba diving or the skydiving, the businesses that sell cigarettes and cigars and liquor and all those other things.
And those things will have to be outlawed at some point. And if you think this is hyperbolic and you think this is absurd and ludicrous, then you just haven't been paying attention, okay? If they're serious about stopping the fat or stopping smoking, they'll outlaw those things. They'll then go underground, and then you'll have snitches. You'll have people being encouraged. You know, there'll be signs up in the neighborhood. Do you see a candy bar wrapper in your neighbor's trash? Call this number and snitch them out, and we'll give you a $50 tip.
It's absolutely true. I mean, first off, they're going to do the socialized medicine. Then a crunch will hit. In the same way a crunch is hit with the gasoline prices, a crunch hits, and they have to figure out ways to cut costs. Well, one of the ways to cut costs is to get everybody to start acting healthy.
Yeah.
At that point, your health is everyone's concern because everyone has to pay for it.
And then before you know it, you've got national exercise time. You know, at every time, 9
in the
morning.
Didn't they do that in China?
Didn't they do that in the George Orwell's book or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Then, you know, 9 in the morning, everybody's at work. The first thing they do, since the corporations, they love to go along with whatever the government, you know, whatever government demands, the corporations are the government's bitch. And so they go right along and pass on whatever the demands are. So part of your work day could then become exercise time. Where everybody, you know, does a bunch of jumping jacks and runs around the office building or something like that. And, of course, it'll be promoted in this sort of happy little mentality. We want everyone to be healthy. This is just for your own good, citizens. This is great. Thank goodness we have our government here to take care of us. But if you don't participate, or if you're eating candy without permission, or if you're eating, you know, drinking or smoking and get caught, well, then they're going to hurt you. They're going to put you in a jail cell, and then they have total control over your life.
Yeah, if you don't want to go to that jail cell, you're going to get hurt on the way. You're going to get tased. If you get in that jail cell and you make too much noise, well, they're going to come in and tase you or gas you. Well, not gas, I mean like pepper spray or that kind of thing.
So somebody might say, Mark, well, but Mark, what about freedom? I mean, in freedom, people can just eat a bunch of stuff that's not good for them. They can get fat, and then I have to pay for that in my insurance policy.
Well,
so it's going to cost me anyway.
The issue of insurance is basically states mandate what insurance companies carry and what they don't carry. I say there's a big problem with insurance companies in this country, but part of that problem is that government is telling them what they have to do and what they don't. They're required to offer abortions to nuns.
Yeah, you can't customize very much.
Right, you can't. And insurance companies and individuals should be free to decide how they want to interact with each other.
Am I free to?
My wife always wears her seatbelt. Shouldn't she get lower insurance, car insurance rates than I do, who I don't always wear my seatbelt?
Yeah.
In New Hampshire, the only state in America where it's legal for an adult not to wear a seatbelt if they wish.
Hey, could I then open up a company? Do you think with all the regulations out there, I'd be allowed to open up a company that only insured healthy people?
I don't know. You wouldn't.
Right,
they shut you down in a second.
So the marketplace of insurance is very, very limited. Plus, government's involvement in general in healthcare, which is significant here in America. This is not a free market in healthcare. It's heavily regulated, mostly socialized healthcare market. But government's involvement in healthcare just screws the entire industry up, raises costs dramatically to the point where people need insurance. I mean, if we actually had a free market competitive healthcare marketplace, healthcare would be cheap and available, and you probably wouldn't even need to have insurance. You probably get better cash rates.
Maybe
it's speculation.
Maybe for the biggest catastrophe, but not for regular, not for taking your kids to the doctor and that kind of thing.
That's the kind of insurance that makes sense to me. That sort of catastrophic level insurance, not the you've got a cold. That kind of insurance.
Some people want that kind of insurance.
So 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Here's a quick fun one for you, Mark. It's true. Beer goggles. They've been scientifically studied because there just aren't enough scientific studies.
Right. We don't need this scientific study, by the way. I hope the government didn't pay for this one.
For the first time, according to LiveScience.com, scientists have proven that beer goggles are real. Other people really do look more attractive to us if we've been drinking.
Yes, they do.
Surprisingly, the beer goggles effect was not limited to just the opposite sex among the ostensibly straight volunteers recruited for the study.
What?
They also rated people from their own sex as more attractive. Scientists in England gave they gave 84 heterosexual college students chilled lime-flavored drinks that were either non-alcoholic or given a dose of vodka equivalent in alcohol to a large glass of wine or a pint and a half of beer. It's not a lot to drink.
Not a whole bunch, but it's enough to affect you. A pint and a half in England, by the way, is 30 ounces.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought a pint was only like 4 ounces. Is it different?
No, a pint is 16 in America, and it's an imperial pint in Great Britain, so it's 20.
Okay. Well, anyway, after 15 minutes, the volunteers were shown photos of 40 other college students from both sexes. Both men and women who drank booze found these faces more attractive. A roughly 10% increase in ratings of attractiveness, said the researcher, who's an experimental psychologist.
So that's what he used to mean when I said, I love you, man. When he got drunk.
He really did.
Yeah, that guy in the closet.
Anyway, the researchers also asked volunteers to rate their mood, and there were no differences on those measures in the alcohol group compared to the no alcohol group. This suggests that the effect we observed wasn't due to a general change in mood. It didn't escape when followed that the results are rather obvious. Everybody knows about beer goggles, he said, but some of our results suggest there's more going on than we might have thought. The discovery that the effect is not specific to the opposite sex was surprising. One possibility is that alcohol generally makes us see things as more attractive, but when this occurs in social situations such as at a bar, this might become targeted at opposite sex faces. By repeating the experiment with video clips shot at bars, the scientists hope to recreate those social cues and see what happens. The main question is whether these effects are specific to faces or whether we would rate anything as more attractive after a drink. So are ugly people, you know, generally more attractive? That's what they're saying here.
I mean, are they more attractive or do your standards just slip in the sense that I could live with that?
that's a subtle but interesting point, Mark. I don't know if they're going to investigate that, but now you know. And in case you were...
We ever needed to know this.
Well, you know, it's the end of the show. It's some useless information for you there. As you continue into your weekend, having a good time, perhaps imbibing yourself... And
just remember, if you were sober, you wouldn't be doing this.
Well, not necessarily. You might do it just because it feels good. And because people are people. And it's what's on the inside that counts. Right, Mark?
I suppose. What are you calling me, ugly?
All right, we're done. It's Minnie in here with you.
And Mark.
Back on Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. I wish you a happy, safe, and fun weekend. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fact.